Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Beautiful fall foliage there. We got some weather moving into the area. Nice night before Halloween, mischief night. We have, looks like some pretty good rain coming. It's not snow like last year, but we'll take it. Thank you for bearing with me. We've had technical issues, and it's all trial and error. I think it's important that you guys take the journey with me, and I don't try to put on some fake facade that shows you that I have everything ironed out. It's better, you know, to start and then, you know, iron things out as you go along. And I'm really happy that you guys take the journey with me. Sometimes in your feeds, you see like 10 or 20 live streams happening. That's all me doing trial and error. I've found that, as they say in the fire service, operator error. That would be me. I could blame technology, but I believe it's me. Just learning. I'm bringing in a whole bunch of USB into USB. Like the audio goes in the USB, camera goes in the USB, and it's getting all congested. So I'm going to have to find a solution for that. I have it down to one camera. I figured you'd like this moving camera better than the one that gets close up to my face, so you don't have to actually get right up in my grill and see me. But I thought it was, you know, it's 10:45 on Halloween Eve, and we are streaming live from the beautiful village of Cary to you from Cary. And yeah, we had a last few days. I've had to do the show twice because it tells me on my screen that everything is going great, but then I get back and take a look at it, and things are so it's all trial and error. That's all life is. It's just one, being humble enough to know that, you know, you don't know everything, but then knowing what you don't know. That's a great quote. I love it. Is you have to know what you don't know, which is hard to know, but you have to be grounded enough to know when you don't know something. And that's very apparent to you all out there seeing this. So as we bring in more cameras and more USB stuff and it's getting congested, I'm going to upgrade the back end here, so that, you know, we can have a solid live stream and then get some guests in here, and we could play the video game behind me, and we bring in some local business owners, maybe a co-host, so we can banter and have fun. Maybe a co-host that we can do during our live stream. I don't know if there's anybody crazy enough out there to join us like me. I love doing this live. I can't tell you how many times I can't say it enough that this show is not about me. I'm just trying to convey the information that I gather about our local area, just to elevate the conversation from Facebook, social media. There's toxic stuff on the internets everywhere, and it breaks my heart to know that's out there, and just sitting out there for people to consume. And instead of looking for greener grass on the other side of the fence, you know, the grass can get greener where you water it. So that's what we're doing right here, right now, for your voices, is to water the grass here in Cary and to elevate everybody to where we can, one, have somebody to make fun of, me. Like, that guy doesn't know what he's doing live streaming. And hopefully you grow with me. to where, you know, this show is not affiliated with the Village of Cary. It's not affiliated with any organization, so we're not restricted in what we can say here or do here. I like to keep things positive, and I like to keep things on the on, you know, I'm an optimist and a realist. So having your foot in both camps when you're an optimist and a realist, you see a lot of stuff that needs work, but then you're constantly pushing back all that to where you don't fall into the trap of being a getting cynical. As Conan O'Brien said, cynicism is his least favorite quality, and that would be mine as well. As cynicism is toxic to an organization, to an individual, and just trying to bring that to everybody here in the Village of Cary and even surrounding towns. Having a strong town doesn't mean isolation. It means to where we're in such a good spot to where we can put a hand out. You know, it's October, Super Tuesday's coming up, national election. There's a lot of stuff, you know, they say the sky's falling. On no matter what you watch, they say the sky's falling, and what better to have a strong place in which you live to know that we are a village that is strong. Speaking of strong, that's a strong thunderstorm coming in. That was taken when I started my venture this evening for this Halloween Eve episode. So that most likely is over us right now. And we're coming up on 11 o'clock. That is our forecast for the area for Halloween Day. No snow like last year. A little breezy. A little cool. Leaves on the ground. That's a recipe for a great Halloween. First, on the village's Facebook page, it's that time of year when the weather begins to cool, Alfresco Alley closes and Spring Street opens to motorists. This year, Spring Street will be open to the driving public beginning on Friday, November 1st. They have a resource to where you can see local businesses and see different restaurants. So we're gonna dive into that possibly next episode and bring you guys some screenshots to see what kind of resources we have to take a look at local businesses. The Village of Cary also posted this for the local Cary Grove Area Chamber of Commerce. They had their Halloween walk, which was a success. Everybody had fun there. If you wish to view all 340 pictures, you can go there and view them. Congratulations, and thank you for putting that on. One booth that was there was the District 26 referendum vote yes campaign there. They were out educating voters, pun intended, to get the vote out, to get our schools the resources they need to improve security and infrastructure. So I went to some of the meetings there, and it seems like the there's adults at the wheel, and they're just trying to make things better over there. So go on the district's website, and there's a lot of resources on there, so you can stand tall at the voter's box and pull the right lever. This was, I mentioned Team Boba, as I like to pepper in local businesses. Team Boba recently rebranded to Fill and Fly Burger and Boba, and that is opening soon. I just passed by there, and they have their sign all lit up, so we wish them luck, and can't wait to try their burger and their boba. I know their boba is good. but we got to try their burger. Another local business, the Carrie Dairy, is offering free flashlights and glow sticks with purchase in partnership with the Home Depot of Crystal Lake. So we talked about Halloween safety and being sure you guys, everybody stays in groups and maintains visibility. So there you go, to stay visible on Halloween night. The Illinois School Network 2024 Illinois report card shows students' literacy rate is at an all-time high. That was good to see. I contribute that to a little bit, you know, technology. It's a double-edged sword. But with the proper guardrails, I think technology, my 3-year-old is leaps and bounds ahead of where I believe I was when I was 3, and I contribute that to the tablet. We leave the closed captions on the tablet, so, you know, she can, like, just glance and kind of see what's going on there and kind of follow along. And then reading to our kids, I try to, as we read along, I follow with my finger, and I get yelled at because my hand covers the picture sometimes, but I try to keep, I should use a pen, but I follow along so they can get the left to right reading, and they can kind of see what's going on. Oh, the Daily Herald, when you throw your Halloween pumpkins out, they wind up in the landfill where they rot and release methane, an extra powerful planet-warming gas. There are better ways to dispose of your jack-o'-lanterns this year. We touched on this with a local carry woman collecting used gourds for pigs. One thing they failed to mention on this post here is that a lot of the garbage processing facilities use and harvest that methane to not only power their facility, but also power the surrounding communities. I don't know if we have ones that are set up to power our local community, but they do mitigate that methane. So do not add that to your ongoing list, your continuing list of what you should feel guilty for doing. So yeah, grow the pumpkins, buy the pumpkins. And this next slide is fun. The Cary Park District, join us this Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. for our annual pumpkin roll pumpkin smash. Bring your pumpkins to Lions Park and compete to see who can roll their pumpkins the furthest down the sledding hill. If your pumpkin survives, take it to a demolition stall to smash it and leave the mess behind. Sounds like they're going to upcycle those pumpkins, and that sounds like a fun time. November 2nd, 9 to 10 a.m. free, Lions Park, all ages. Oak Knoll Walkathon fundraiser winners were able to have lunch with Principal Baker. Great job. Let's see what they were eating there. Oh, I see a Kid Cuisine in there. Those Kid Cuisines were amazing. Thank you, Oak Knoll, for that walkathon and for breaking down the fourth wall of staff and student. Daily Herald, undefeated Cary Grove moves into the top spot as the playoffs start. A host of 8-1 teams make up the rest of the top 10. So it's the cream of the crop from here on out. And the undefeated Cary Grove, knock on wood, let's go. Congratulations to them and Cary Grove Tennis, final celebration of our 2024 season. So much growth and so many great moments for both levels. So proud of all these girls and the accomplishments they earned through their hard work. A special group of girls, so fun coaching them, and our 10 graduates will be missed greatly. Congratulations, Cary Grove Trojan Tennis. I saw this. It was a Serta, the bedding manufacturer Serta, built this building out in Hoffman Estates, and they recently sold it. But I thought, just scrolling through, I saw that building. I'm like, that looks like what a bed looks like when they're when it's folded up for like your feet and for your head. I wonder if they did that when they built that. The Conservation District. I'm so glad I live in a world where there are Octobers. I agree. Glacial Park. Looking good. I remember going out there for a field trip for Heritage Days. And family, we just went out there for a picnic. Found this picnic basket at a garage sale that looks exactly, it's like the iconic picnic basket with the checkered, red and white checker. It's, you know, you just have to remember to keep it away from Yogi Bear. McHenry County College will be adding new funds to its books after selling an off-campus building to a church for $1.9 million. I believe I know which building this is. If you're going into Woodstock and you're passing by the college, it's after the college, right after that light for the entrance. I believe it's that house that is set back there. I remember going through the fire academy, and they it was always a will they, won't they sell it thing, because they were the college was debating offloading it for a while, but they were nice enough to let the fire academy that I went through use it as a training area, so that we had, because we had the training tower, but you know, it's always nice, you know, training on an actual house, to where you roll up and it's actually looks like a house. So this one instructor, Ron Mortz, he put a lot of time and energy into that, and he built a SCBA maze, which is a self-contained breathing apparatus maze in the basement, to where there's a whole bunch of hidden things that happen. Notably, there was this one area that got so skinny that you had to take your air pack off, put it through first while maintaining your face mask with the hose, and then crawl through and then put the pack back on. And that was an experience. They do things like that, so you know, hopefully you can go through your whole career not needing to do that. But if you do find yourself in that situation, you can reference back to that and have the tools in the toolbox to mitigate that. So we're getting a church over there. The McHenry County, Illinois. Do you or someone you know needs help with paying their utility bills? The state is accepting applications for assistance through low-income housing and energy assistance program. So if yourself or somebody else you know is needing some help with the utility bills, especially going in the winter, do not let that get you down. There are resources out there, and don't feel alone. You know, energy costs are high for they're just through the roof. Another local business, AB Kelly. We use this quite a bit when I was at the firehouse. This is a local business in downtown Cary on West Main. They do anything with heavy canvas or fabric. They do amazing work. They have a boat cover there. That's their bread and butter, it seems like. But they literally do anything, and they're very creative and very skilled over there. So I don't hear a lot about them. You know, everybody's talking about restaurants and stuff all the time, but thought I'd give them some love with that. So if you have something that needs repairing, check out AB Kelly. And then finally, Jenna Fisher's son from The Office, she played Pam, dressed up as Dwight for Halloween. So if you're an Office fan, her kid dressed up as Dwight. He's holding a beat there. That's cute. He does not look very happy, but he might be doing a Dwight face. Well, that was Voices Carry Live for Halloween Eve Mischief Night. We had a few misfires at the beginning with streaming issues. We got that dialed in. Let's see if this works. That's working. So, yeah. Have a great, just turned 11. So, I'm gonna head home and, wanted to, iron out the kinks and get a good show for the books for, Halloween Eve. And, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.